2005 may have been the height of Hawaii's ICE epidemic. That year, Hawaii police arrested 719 people on meth charges. Well, we haven't heard a whole lot about it since, but crystal methamphetamine certainly hasn't gone away. In 2015, Hawaii reported four times the national average of people testing positive for meth use. Currently, there's a play at Kumukahua that makes you wonder how prevalent this drug still is.
It's crazy to think that it really is more common than people know.
Danielle Zalapani plays Honey Girl, an ICE dealer, in the current production at Kumukahua, Not One Batu. Batu is Filipino for ICE, crystal methamphetamine, a subject the author of this play knows quite a bit about. Hana Kaholopua Okalani E.E. Epstein was born and raised on the North Shore.
And so I grew up surfing at Haleiwa Beach Park, surfing and sports and all types of things. And then I became a teenager. And it was like, no, I don't want to do what everybody wants me to do. And I'll go the other route.
That other route involved alcohol, pills, pot, cocaine, heroin, and finally, crystal meth.
I was really addicted to just putting things up my nose, and I found that meth was the thing that made me actually feel something. I wanted to go and move and, like, do things all night and not sleep.
Set at Haleiwa Beach Park, this play is barely an hour of basically family interaction. You see, it's nice to buy drugs from a friend, or better yet, from a family member. This play reveals the life around crystal meth in interactions that take place every day under our noses. Unseen.
It's almost as if meth is the kind of drug that customizes itself to you.
Playing an ICE dealer meant some eye-opening research for Zalapani. She asked a former Batu user how to smoke and act.
And the first question he asked me is, well, where is she at in her journey? And I asked him, what do you mean? And he said, well, has she hit rock bottom yet? Because if she hasn't hit rock bottom, I don't even need to read the show. I know she's going to go back to using before the end of the show. And I was like, how do you know that? And he's like, everybody's rock bottom is different, and you have to hit it before you truly want to stop.
I had lost, like, everything about my personality, about who I was, my values, all of the beliefs I grew up with. It was just out the window. And I was like, I can't be this. I can't be this ghost walking around. And I have these stories to tell, and I have to tell them.
For the past decade, E.E. Epstein has been off meth, living in Chicago. She's working in theater there and mustered her old ghosts to write this play. It's not about an epidemic. It's not about a war. It's about a family and the unsensational everydayness of this drug that hints at its power. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.
Papa Kabiko grabbed his